On Monday, Liberia's leading newspaper, Frontpage Africa, reported the discovery of 100 boxes containing illicit drugs that arrived in Liberia on August 31 through Kenya Airways. The boxes bypassed the watchful eye of the head of security at the Rabat International Airport. Following the revelation, the Liberia Airport Authority disclosed the boxes contain green leaf stevia or organic stevia leaves, also known as moringa and usually used in tea. The leaves were said to be in custom custody and will be turned over to the Liberia Drug Enforcement Agency for further testing. On Tuesday, the Justice Minister, through the Ministry of Information, issued a statement confirming the interception of the boxes. The statement said the seized boxes packaged and in natural form at the Rabat International Airport included methamphetamine. The statement said Justice Minister Councillor Musa Dean has with immediate effect ordered the Joint Security of Liberia as well as LDEA to expand their investigations into the importation of illegal drugs and to bring those involved to book. Neither the Minister of Justice nor Information availed themselves for this report. Michael Gipley is the Public Relations Officer of the Liberia Drug Enforcement Agency.
Following the opening of the cartoons, a substance believed to be narcotic drugs were discovered in these cartoons. And so a sample was taken and was brought to town, and the LDA run lab testing on the substance. And of course, the result came out to be positive. It is confirmed that indeed those substances believed to be narcotic drugs, they are actually narcotic drugs, and they were tested positive for methamphetamine.
Eddie Jawolo, the executive director of NEMOT, a civil society group promoting democracy and human rights, says he is not satisfied with the government's response.
For DEA to even come out now, after almost 10 days, it's a belated. It actually belated. And I think that even the Ministry of Information, they are all belated. The government should not take the issue about drugs lightly. Drugs can undermine the peace and stability of the country. Send the 30th, according to information arrived on the 30th. Today is the 12th. Why took that long to start speaking about it?
In May this year, following months-long trial, a jury in the capital, Monrovia, found four men not guilty of illegal transporting $100 million worth of drugs into Liberia. After their acquittal, the men left the country. The government has yet to tell the public who brought the drugs into Liberia. The latest confiscation of illicit drugs has raised more questions, especially as the country is set to vote in presidential and parliamentary elections on October 10. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipsey in Monrovia, Liberia.